5 fees of the closing costs in real estate explained. In this lesson, I'm going to take a few minutes to explain the 5 closing fees and cost categories that you should look out for in your deals. Capital money for wholesaling is not required from you personally, but both the buyer and the seller will be required to pay some fees. If you're wholesaling, you're neither the seller nor the end buyer. It will be completely unnecessary to overwhelm you with the minuscule details of a real estate closing statement. That's the job of a closing agent. But you should have some idea of the different types of fees, so I'm going to break it down to 5th grade level for you. If you're wholesaling, flipping, or representing the interest of a buyer or seller as a real estate agent, you will appreciate this breakdown even though we focus on wholesaling. Closing cost is why real estate is so lucrative. One of the many reasons why real estate is such a highly rewarding industry is the opportunity for so many types of professionals. So the closing statement, which discloses all the different fees, is where everyone gets paid legally, but not always ethically. That's why you should get familiar with the closing fees and how they come up with the total closing costs on both the buyer and seller side. Depending on what state your subject property is located in, there are different types of closing statements. I am more familiar with the hard one, but I promise after understanding these 5 categories of closing fees, it wouldn't really matter, as you will know what to look out for and how to negotiate unnecessary fees. What percentage of the purchase price is the closing cost? If you're a real estate wholesaling professional, please note that these fees are already factored into your maximum allowable offer, MAO. Some have claimed 2.5 to 3% of the purchase price to be the closing cost on the seller side and maybe 1% on the buyer side, but it really doesn't matter. You can always offer to pay your seller's closing costs because there's always room to renegotiate if necessary. By the way, I have created a free tool to help you calculate your MAO, and you can find it at www.dealestimator.com. Also, I cover this in detail on the next lesson, so be sure to look out for it. Let's go ahead and dive in through the 5 categories of fees and typical closing costs and understand what they are. My name is Ola, and I'm the author of the books Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, which you can download for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Closing cost fee type number 1, broker's fees. This section of the closing cost and statement discloses commissions that are paid out to real estate agents, agencies, and brokers. In most states and circumstances, the seller is responsible for paying the agent, but there are cases where things may have been negotiated differently. Brokers and agents can make up to 6% in commissions, but I've never had to pay more than 3%. Although I may have chosen to be generous and pay more because a good agent can be an asset in your whole business and not just in one deal. Number 2, loan fees. If your transaction involves a lender such as mortgage banks or hard money lenders, certain fees will be incurred and disclosed on the closing statement. You may see loan-related fees such as origination fees, point, appraiser fees, credit report fees, flood certification, and others. Some of these fees can be negotiated to reduce or remove them. All it takes is to ask. With wholesaling and flipping real estate that involves cash only, you may not encounter most of these fees. Points usually means 1% of the loan amount involved. So 2 points based on $200,000 will incur a closing fee of $2,000. Occasionally, mortgage insurance premiums may also go under this section. But speaking of insurance, number 3, insurance and taxes. There are 3 main types of insurance involved in real estate transactions. The first and most popular that every transaction should have is the homeowner's insurance. It covers all the danger associated with owning a property on the streets, such as accidents, fire damages, disasters, environmental issues, and more. Secondly, and as mentioned in the loan category, mortgage insurance premium would usually go under this category. It's an insurance that accompanies mortgage loans with low down payment because it has higher risk for the lender. The third and last type of insurance has to do with the title of the property, which has its own category. I will cover that in a few seconds. Lastly, under this category, the transaction may also incur property taxes, which is prorated between the buyer and seller based on the number of days of ownership in the year. Closing cost fee type number 4, title charges. Under this category of the closing cost, we have all the charges associated with claim transfer of title to the buyer. These properties are a major part of people's lives and the one major real asset that carries the most weight of people's net worth. So it's not unusual to have past debts and liens attached to the properties. Because of this, some type of guarantee is necessary to be offered onto the buyer to protect them from being haunted by other people's past debts. That's where the title insurance comes in. In addition to title searches and fulfillment of any past issues, the title company will insure the title of the property for the buyer. So it's a pretty unique type of insurance in the sense that it protects against past events while the other types protect against future accidents and incidents. Also under this category of the closing costs and fees, you may incur fees such as lender's title insurance, courier fees, wire fees, documentation preparation, attorney fees, settlement fees, escrow fees, recoverable fees, title review. These closing fees can vary from state to state and in some cases vary even at a more local jurisdiction level. Let your local title company worry about this. Number 5, realty transfer fees. You know, there was no way of getting away with this without taking care of Uncle Sam and his agents, right? Last but not least, you will incur realty transfer or transfer fees based on the local jurisdiction's formula. For example, the realty transfer fees in New Jersey at press time is imposed on the seller as such, $2 to $5.80 for every $500 of consideration for everything below $1 million, and $6.05 for every $500 for all purchase prices and consideration over $1 million, effectively tasking the rich more. That's a weird formula, right? Conclusion and the main lesson. You as a real estate wholesaling professional or any profession outside of the attorney, the title, or closing agent, don't really have to bother yourself about these details. What you've learned here is more than enough, and the rest of your energy should be focused on finding deals, so that the rest of the real estate industry can worship you for creating business. As you can see, everyone will get paid when you create the lead pipeline and subsequently create deals. It's a marketing skill. To learn more about this, go ahead and download my 2 books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. For a quick start guide, go to www.11dayschallenge.com to set up a lead pipeline in 11 days.